North Korea vowed to get back into the nuclear weapons business Tuesday in response to what it called a brigandish abuse of the United Nations Security Council. Pyongyang says the council's earlier presidential statement criticizing the North for its recent rocket launch degrades the dignity of the North Korean people. A North Korean news announcer reads a foreign ministry statement saying talks aimed at ending the North's nuclear weapons are not needed and that it will no longer participate. That statement goes on to say the North will restart its main nuclear facility, which was disabled under a previous agreement, and reprocess stored nuclear fuel rods into material usable for boosting what it calls its nuclear deterrent. Hours earlier, United Nations Security Council members, including China, unanimously condemned North Korea's rocket launch over Japan 2 weeks ago. Their statement calls for UN members to more vigilantly enforce sanctions imposed after the North conducted its 2006 nuclear test. South Korean Foreign Ministry spokesman Moon Tae-yong says Seoul will comply. He says South Korea will cooperate with other nations in implementing whatever concrete steps a UN sanctions board recommends. Seoul is expected soon to upgrade itself to full participation in the Proliferation Security Initiative, or PSI. That is a U.S.-led consortium of about 90 nations aimed at coordinating voluntary steps to disrupt the transport of weapons of mass destruction. North Korea disabled its main nuclear facility as part of six-nation diplomacy last year. Dan Pinkston, Seoul-based senior analyst with the International Crisis Group, says Pyongyang could get its Yongbyon facility working again, but it would take time.
They could reconstruct those facilities, might take a year or two, maybe a little longer. Nevertheless, if they're determined, they should be able to reconstitute those facilities in Yongbyon.
South Korean officials say they are still optimistic North Korea can be persuaded to return eventually to the six-nation nuclear talks. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.